Arthur Anderson might have avoided a long and costly criminal court battle by admitting guilt and agreeing to a sort of probation. The New York Times reports today that the Justice Department was willing to offer Anderson something called a deferred prosecution agreement, but that Anderson refused. Joining us to talk about this is Harry First, professor at New York University's School of Law. Welcome, Professor First.
Thank you.
What exactly is deferred prosecution?
Well, it's a pretty rarely used concept in business crime prosecutions. And basically, the prosecutor either agrees not to prosecute in return for some maybe diversion into some treatment program or, you know, sort of pending good behavior.
In terms of the corporation, though, no such thing as a treatment program, right?
Well, yes and no. There is this concept of corporate probation, which under which corporations may serve sort of a probationary period subject to maybe some trustee review or some reporting to the court or probation officer. So there are ways to do this if you're creative.
And the corporation sort of lives under the threat of prosecution for a period of time if it doesn't behave, right?
Well, this can be done, although frankly, I haven't heard of a lot of examples. It's something that you, as corporate counsel, might generally not particularly want because it puts you really at the mercy of the prosecutor for a long period of time. But if you're facing something like what Arthur Anderson's facing, it certainly looks better than the alternative.
Mm-hmm. Just a couple of questions about that criminal prosecution of Anderson. The corporation has been indicted. So who shows up at the defendant's table in court?
Lots of defense lawyers. But that's always a good question, and a corporate representative can be there.
Someone from management or someone from the board of directors?
Well, Anderson, of course, is a little different because it's a limited liability partnership.
You could simply have counsel show up and no one from the firm would have to be at the defendant's table.
Well, I guess that's right. You know, judges sometimes get a little upset at the corporation not participating, and there have been times when corporations want to enter guilty pleas just through counsel, and judge insists that a CEO come or someone of that ilk so that the corporation is there in human form, in a sense.
So what happens if Anderson is found guilty? Does anyone go to jail?
Well, if no individuals are indicted, then no one goes to jail because the corporation or the entity can't be imprisoned. So that's correct.
So what kind of penalty does Anderson pay? Does it pay a big fine?
Yes. If it's convicted, there would be a fine and also this corporate probation as a condition of sentence. And the fines are structured under sentencing guidelines involving corporations and entities.
What are the precedents for other corporations who've been indicted and found guilty? Are there whole corporations that have been indicted as Anderson has?
Well, corporate criminal liability is not infrequent. I mean, it's not as frequent as, you know, as other crimes, but there are a fair number of cases in which corporations are indicted and tried. Antitrust cases, for example, and cartel price-fixing cases. I don't know if you recall the prosecution against ADM, Archer Daniels Midland, for price-fixing. There have been major prosecutions against vitamins makers, and one defendant paid $500 million in fine. Another defendant paid $250 million.
Mm-hmm.
So these things do happen. Not so unusual.
Well, thanks very much for joining us.
Sure. My pleasure.
Harry First is a professor at New York University's School of Law.